Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Hey, Aviana. I'm calling the number that was on my credit card. There was a charge for $7.95, and I'm not sure what it's for.
Okay, could I have your zip code?
46135.
Your first and last name?
It's Kathy Schaefer, Schaefer.
All right, thank you for that. So I see an account here match your name. Could you verify your address?
3659 East State Road, 240 Greencastle, Indiana.
Thank you. So there was a purchase here for a tablet. It was for $7.95. It was made on the 12th of February. The charges did the payment declined for $7.95, so no money was taken out of the account.
Okay, well, the charge went through today.
Oh, okay. I see her. I'm sorry. So yes, ma'am. It was for $7.95, and that was for our tablet.
So for what tablet?
So you may have filled out a survey, and they asked you to pick from seven different items after you finished the survey, and the tablet was one of those products. Does that sound familiar to you?
So the tablet was only $7.95.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So no other charges will be made to the account then, correct?
No, ma'am, you only have to pay for the tablet.
Okay. Is that just for shipping or?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, as long as I don't have to pay for anything else, then that's it. Just it didn't. I do remember doing the survey. It showed it was for State Farm, but then I read the fine print and it actually wasn't for State Farm. I tried to decline the purchase, but it wouldn't let me do it. So I mean, as long as there's no other charges being made to the account, then I'm okay with that.
All right, was there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
That'd be it.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right.